Tiny and the Fossil Falls Rescue. Explorer rule, we help each other. Asking for help is part of being brave. Beyond Explorer Forest, Fossil Falls sparkled in the morning sun. Silver water tumbled over rocks filled with ancient treasures. Tiny bounced along the path beside Dr. Rexington and Bobo. Today, they were searching for a fossil for Base Camp Museum. Keep your explorer eyes open, called Dr. Rexington cheerfully. Tiny puffed out his little chest and marched ahead. He was determined to find the biggest fossil of all. Beside the waterfall, Tiny spotted something beneath the golden sand. It was a beautiful spiral fossil hidden inside a smooth stone. "I found one," he cried, brushing it with his tail. Bobo and Dr. Rexington were exploring farther along the riverbank. Tiny imagined carrying the fossil proudly into base camp. "I can do this all by myself," he whispered. He wrapped his little arms around the heavy stone. Tiny pulled, pushed, and wiggled with all his strength. At last, the stone popped free from the sand. But Tiny's clumsy feet slipped on the mossy riverbank. Bump, splash, a fossil rolled into a shallow pool. It became wedged between two rocks beside the waterfall. Oh, stomping stegosaurs, Tiny groaned. Now the fossil was stuck more firmly than before. Tiny found a branch and tried to prise the stone loose. The branch snapped, sending him tumbling into a soft fern. Next, he tied a vine around the fossil and pulled. The vine stretched, twanged, and landed across his nose. Tiny's feet were muddy, and his arms were tired. Still, he did not call his friends for help. Brave explorers never give up, he told himself stubbornly. Bobo soon appeared, carrying a bucket of interesting pebbles. "There you are, Tiny. Do you need some help?" "No, thank you," Tiny replied, hiding the broken vine. He pushed the fossil again, but it would not move. Water trickled around his toes and filled his little boots. Bobo quietly sat beside him on the riverbank. "Being brave does not mean doing everything alone," he said. Tiny looked at the fossil and gave a tired sigh. "I wanted to carry it back all by myself," he admitted. "But I have made it even more stuck." Bobo gently bumped Tiny's shoulder with his frill. "Then we will get it unstuck together," he promised. Tiny took a deep breath and called Dr. Rexington. For the first time all morning, he felt hopeful again. Dr. Rexington hurried over with his explorer rescue bag. Together, the three friends studied the rocks and rushing water. Bobo designed a ramp using branches and a flat piece of bark. Dr. Rexington fastened a strong rope around the fossil. Tiny tucked soft moss along the ramp to protect it. "Every explorer has an important job," said Dr. Rexington. Tiny smiled because his job mattered too. "Ready, explorers?" called Dr. Rexington, holding the rope. Bobo pushed carefully while Tiny guided the stone. 1, 2, 3, heave! They shouted together. The fossil wobbled, lifted, and slid onto the ramp. Tiny caught it before it rolled back towards the pool. "We did it," he cheered, splashing his muddy feet. Fossil falls seem to roll with applause behind them. The friends carried their discovery back to base camp together. Bobo supported one side with his strong triceratops horns. Dr. Rexington held the rope steady in the middle. Tiny guided the fossil carefully over every bump. At the museum, they gently washed away the remaining sand. Inside the stone was a magnificent golden ammonite. It shone like a curled-up moon beneath the lanterns. That evening, the friends celebrated with warm volcano cocoa. Dr. Rexington placed their fossil in the Base Camp Museum. Its label read, "Rescued by Tiny Bobo and Dr. Rexington." "I thought asking for help meant I was not brave," said Tiny. "But asking for help was the bravest thing I did today." Bobo smiled as the tired explorer snuggled beside the fire. Together, they watched the golden fossil glow until bedtime. Dr. Rexington's explorer thought, "Helping each other makes difficult things feel possible. Even the bravest explorer sometimes needs a friend." Sleep well, explorer, tomorrow. Another adventure awaits. The end.